Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Lottigiani moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lottigiani scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. Croucher takes first base on ball 4. Tebbets moves to second. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes fires to second and picks off Tebbets for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowe hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes fires to second and picks off Higgins for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Schoolboy Row. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Tebbets moves to third. Croucher moves to second. Dizzy Trout pinch runs for Charlie Gehringer. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it and throws to third for the out. Nagel moves to second. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nagel scores. Gantenbian moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantenbian moves to third. Lodigiani moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing shortstop. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-3 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Miles reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to third for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. It's 3-0, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein pinch hits for Al Benton. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Fox moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.